But you know, obviously, what we're trying to do here, we have the opportunity to get better and better and better. We didn't want to waste an opportunity, and it starts with me, and I didn't want to do it.
About the start, LeBron, you guys here at home, the stretch have just been terrific, getting off to great starts. What do you attribute that to?
We're just playing with a sense of urgency, and we're defending. When you defend, you give yourself a great chance to win every night, no matter if you shoot the ball well or you shoot or you don't. So when you defend like we've been doing, we're going to give ourselves a good chance.
LeBron,
go ahead, Chris.
Obviously, you hate to see a guy like Kevin go down, but how nice is it to have Tristan coming off the bench, somebody that started games before?
We're a team. If someone goes down, someone has to pick him up. No matter who it is, and you know, we're happy that Kay was walking around here, and you know, he's good, so you know, that's a good thing.
LeBron, 32 assists on 44 made baskets. How much of that is the practice you guys have been getting in, the communication, or just the comfortability with the coach's offense now?
I think it's a combination of everything, but more importantly, it's the team. You know, we all care about the team. We all care about each other right now at this point. We're still growing, obviously, but it's fun basketball when everyone feels in rhythm. And when everyone, the ball is moving, it's popping from one side to another, and everyone feels in a rhythm, you know, and that's very important to our success.
LeBron, have you ever had an unofficial first half with as many kind of ups and downs and twists and turns as this one's been?
I'm not sure, but honestly, like I knew it was going to be some ups and downs. You know, I knew it was a process. I know what it's about. I know what comes into a season. Everybody wants overnight success. You know, it's not about that. It's about the process for me. And I've always stayed even keel. I'm still even keel right now. I understand we have a lot room to improve, and you know, we have to continue to work our habits in a good way.
LeBron, despite having another game tomorrow, is there any concern at all that the break is coming and maybe gets in the way of some rhythm that you guys have put together?
No, because the break will allow me to get healthy. So,
LeBron,
so we'll be all right.
Okay.
Is tomorrow just one of 82, or is it a bigger game considering it's Chicago? You're chasing them, and you could win the season series.
Well, it's never for a team that's trying to build something. It's never one of 82. Not for us. We don't have the. We don't have the ability to look at a game where you say this is one out of 82. You know, we have an opportunity to get better, and we want to do that. Win, lose, or draw, we want to get better tomorrow. And, you know, and if we come out with the mindset we've been playing with, we give ourselves a good chance to win.
Important
to get. Last couple games, national televised game. Reggie Miller, Barkley, guys calling the games. They've been talking a lot about Tristan and what he's been able to do. This is his first time really getting in the limelight because of you. Can you talk about what you think that they're starting to see that, you know, they're
It's important to our team. You know, he plays above the rim. He's a relentless offensive rebounder and he's a good finisher around the rim. You know, and when a guy plays as hard as he does, you know, you don't care about the mistakes he makes because it doesn't show as much because you just see him, you know, attacking the rim. You see him, you know, playing defense, switching off on smalls. And also he listens. He's a kid who listens, and a guy that wants to get better, you love that. You know, he's around every day, he's trying to figure out ways to improve, and he's been doing that throughout the season.